Hey, it's Jenna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I am like thrilled to be on this call. I think I posted in the group that I quit my job yesterday, and I'm like present today. And to be honest, today is the first call that I've been able to make live where I've really been able to be completely present.
I know this is your first live call. I'm so glad you're here. It's such synchronicity. It's the first day after, quitting your job. Congratulations on that big move. And how can I support you today?
So I believe Marcy has maybe been keeping you in the loop a little bit about what's been going on with me. And while I haven't committed as much as I am intending to in the next few days, just because of work and everything like that, I have been working with several different offerings. And I wonder if you could just give me some clarity around, like, what a BVS is really supposed to be. I've listened to that call probably three times, and I've done the worksheets, and I feel like every time I send it, whether it's, I have three different offerings that I'm working with, and any of them, I feel like I never actually quite hit the nail on the head with what the BVS actually is.
Yeah, such a good question. So BVS, just for anyone on the line who hasn't gotten to module two yet or doesn't remember, that stands for Brilliance-Based System. And what your Brilliance-Based System is as follows. Whenever you work with a client, no matter what kind of work that you do, when they start working with you, they're at point A, wherever they are at present, when they start working with you. And in the future, they want to be in a different place. They want some kind of shift or change or result that's going to put them into a different place. We'll call that point B. And your job, the job of your offering, the job of your product, the job of your service, is to be able, through the work, to bridge the gap between point A, where they are right now, and point B, where they want to be in the future. So your brilliance-based system, if we think about this bridging of the gap, you can almost like visualize it in your mind. When a client starts, it's almost like the Grand Canyon. Hopefully not as big as the Grand Canyon, but it's like they're on one side of the Grand Canyon and they've hired you or bought your product to help get them to the other side of the Grand Canyon. In the meantime, there's this big gap between the one side and the other. So your work is the bridge between the one side of the Grand Canyon and the other, and the brilliance space, each step of the brilliance space system is literally a plank on the bridge to get to the other side. So some bridges maybe have six planks to get from, there's six parts of the system. It's like these are each of the steps that you need to take to lose, the extra weight or have a fulfilling relationship or, whatever it is the work that you're working on. And so for your brilliance-based system, what you want to do is you want to take a look at the work that you're doing and almost like your favorite client or two that you've worked with, ones that have been really successful in getting from point A to point B. And what you want to do is you actually want to break it down. You want to look at the process that you had with that client. And I know for so many of us, actually myself included, it's like the work that we do is so magical and so transformative that it even feels like difficult to break it down into steps or words on what we do. But you can do this. No matter what kind of healer you are, whatever it is, you can do this. I want you to take a look and say, what were the steps that we actually took to get this person from point A to point B? And then for my other favorite client, what were the steps that I took her through to get her from point A to point B? I want you to write those down and then begin to compare. You're going to begin to see similarities. It may not have been in the same exact order necessarily, or maybe it is, but you're going to begin to see some similarities in the processes that you've taken these people through. And literally each of those steps is your brilliance-based system. To put it in terms that everybody on this call can really see clearly, the modules, each of the modules of your sacred business are another step of my brilliance-based system for your sacred business. So the first step of the BBS for YSB is around sacred message. The second step is around offerings and brilliance-based system, so on and so forth. So those are to get you from point A, where you are now, to point B, where you want to be in your business. Those are the steps that you need to take. Now, if it's a group offering, those steps are going to be more formalized. You have to do it in a particular order when it's a group. But if it's for one-on-one clients, you may jump around in that order, but for the sake of a program guide, a sales page, et cetera, you're going to want to just put it in an order for there. So I just spoke a lot. Let me pause and ask you if that clarifies things and what you're hearing and what I'm sharing.
It does. Thank you. It is helpful. Now, this might be unique to me, and what I was hearing in there is like, okay, look at how you helped your favorite clients. And I just don't feel like that's okay, the clients that I've had have either been like, you know, I've had 3 or 4 sessions with them. Like, okay, the one I was thinking of was like it. Most of what I'm developing is group work because I love teaching. I'm a teacher. I really flourish in group settings. I feel really comfortable there. And the bulk of my personal experience in my business is actually working with individual clients. So I think that might be a little bit where I get confused, because if I'm looking at how I've helped my individual clients, like, okay, I do gong therapy, and, for example, I helped a woman who had tinnitus for years release the tinnitus through a series of gong sessions focused around that. It wasn't like I did this. I hear
what you're saying, and not to like reject what you're saying, I definitely take it in, but you still can look at your individual client, like you can still do it. That's how I did it when I first started with groups. I took evidence from my individual client. So for example, even with that client, right, even though it was such an individualized, personalized process, when you just sit and take a look, were there certain things? For example, was one of the first steps just really identifying what the pain was and where the pain was coming from? Maybe the second step, again, I'm totally making this up, but hopefully it'll help. Maybe the second step was just like not hating on the pain anymore, just like really helping the person just see it for what it was and where it affected things, but maybe not. Maybe the third was helping the person connect in more deeply with their body, create a deeper relationship with their body so that shifts and healing could happen. Maybe the fourth, right? So can you maybe begin to see like how, if you looked at a couple of clients, you can just begin to sort of really on basic levels break down in that way?
Yeah, that actually did really help. I appreciate the examples. I was writing them down because I kind of want to sit with them and see, like, something about the examples for me personally helps me catch how they can actually look in my real life.
Yeah, I get it. No, that's why I was like, all right, let me give some, right? So I want you to just, with that real almost like assessment detective eye, and like in your mind, because you're doing this, it happens so quickly. Like the dots are already connected for you. You may not even consciously think, okay, first I help the person establish a rapport with their own body, right? Like you might just do that intuitively. That's why I want you to take a bird's eye view and really slow it down as you look at it and actually get clear on the things that you do without even realizing that that's what you do. Because that's your BBS, and that's really where so much of the magic and the power is. Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That is that one right there, like slowing the internal process down to connect the dots, you automatically connect. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. That clicked my head.
Good. I'm so glad. Keep me posted on it. Let me know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.